Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
No, you know what we're talking about?
Yeah, alligators.
Judge had a 6-foot alligator in his living room.
What?
Oh, crikey.
Why?
Please. He's not a real banker.
No.
But that's what makes him good at banking.
That's why he's unique. Him. That's why he's not right.
He's just not right.
No, just, there's just something not right about that. Like everything.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
They pulled that one from the archives. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We are here to help you. We've got Tammy on line one with a question for Tony. What's up, Tammy? Or is this Michael? I'm sorry, we got Michael. Sorry. We got Michael. Tammy's down further. Michael from Downers Grove, you said you got a paint challenge here for Tony. Michael. All right, we're going to send the paramedics over to Michael's house in Downers Grove to see where he is. Can you guys pick it up and see if Michael is still breathing or if he needs resuscitating? 312-981 DGPFD, stand by. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. It's the beginning of the year, Josh. Everybody's setting their financial goals. Everybody's recalibrating their portfolios. But first, I want to cover a caller from a previous show.
Sure.
He was in the midst of getting a home equity line of credit, and he didn't want to give the name. So I said, does it rhyme with Chase, and does it rhyme with Wells Fargo? And he said, "No, it rhymes with BMO Harris." I'm like, "Okay, well, I've got relationships with some people there. Maybe I could help you out."
Absolutely.
So he,
you know, the right guy.
Right, I got the right guy. So he was hemming and hawing. So he was like, "Yeah, I'm not happy. They're asking for this, that, and the other thing. We're up against a break, short on time. I'm like, I'll call you after the show." Long story short, I called him after the show. He was on a short-term disability. He was going back to work.
Mm-hmm.
The underwriter had all the information. He's worked at his company for 30-plus years. Okay? He was planning on going back to work within the next 30 days. Checks all the boxes.
Perfect.
Right? The underwriter at BMO asked him to supply a letter that his job is still intact, that his job is waiting for him upon his return, mm-hmm. and an expected, return date.
Right.
Because if you give him a loan, even though he's on disability, you can't count disability as income. That's why we have Don Liebsker here.
Correct.
Okay, to qualify for a loan, because disability, unless it's LT disability or Social Security disability,
yep.
it's short term, it runs out. Long term for LT, it runs out, and you can't count it to qualify for any type of loan.
Exactly. And usually, in most situations, it's a reduction of salary. So you might get 60% of your salary or even less than that in certain situations. So that's what they're qualifying the loan off of. It's not always the collateral. I have clients that come to us and say, I have a $10 million house
that's
paid off, free and clear.
Right.
How could I not be approved? And if you have no income coming in, then how are you going to support whatever the debt is that you're asking for?
Right.
There's no way that you're going to be able to make repayments on that debt. And that's really what they're looking at.
And I explained it to him. Slow your roll, right? You don't do this for a living.
Right.
Stop being a pain in the rear end. I said, just give them what they want.
Well, it's about understanding that point of it. It's really the knowledge factor. Is that,
correct.
Hey, this is something we could work through. It's just, here's the hoops we have to jump through in order to show that here's your stability, that, yes, I'm going back to work. My income stream's going to continue.
At the old pace.
And exactly. And I'll be able to repay the debt off of that.
Right.
And that's really what they're asking for.
You're proving the ability to repay. That's
yep.
what it's all about.
Yep.
The underwriter wanted to make sure a letter from the HR, a simple letter from the HR, Bob Smith, that wasn't his name, is on short-term disability, will be returning within the next 30 days. His probability of continued employment is excellent, and his income will go back to his previous income, which they already have documentation of because they have W-2s for the last 2 years.
Correct.
Of X number of thousands of dollars, tens of hundreds of thousands, whatever the income is. So he's coming back at this date. Probably a continued employment is excellent, and his income is going to be this upon his return.
Exactly.
That's all they wanted.
That's it.
I'm like, why are you fighting with them? Just call HR.
That's the primary decision factor, is you got income, credit score, and collateral.
Bingo.
And if the income isn't there, it's not going anywhere. Just so, because you've got to be able to show that I can repay this, whatever the request is.
Right. I'm like, stop turning this into a sumo wrestling match, and just call your HR. Well, I shouldn't have to do that. I'm like, then it's not just BMO. Nobody's going to give you a HELOC unless you supply that.
Exactly.
You need that to get a loan.
Here, look at it this way. You got a buddy that's coming to you for money, and he's making $200,000 a year, and he says, hey, I'm laid off right now. How likely would you be able to give him, you know, $10,000 if you asked for it, compared to if he's working and you know he's got a steady job?
Right.
I mean, where's your comfort level? It's the same way the bank looks at it, is where's the comfort level knowing that they're going to be able to repay what we're going to give them?
All right, hold that thought. We got Mike here. Mike, you okay? Michael Downers Grove? I'm telling you, hey, you know, let's put a trace on the number and send the Downers Grove Fire Department, because that's now twice that he went to the witness protection.
That's so nice of you.
I got it. Yeah. You know, Jack's like, he's there.
Out. I'm like, just a concerned citizen.
All right, we'll finish up with Josh. We'll pick up Michael, and now Michael fell down again. I don't know. I'm not making light of
it. Yeah, sure.
I know the guys on the Downers Grove Fire Department. They're very qualified.
I bet they are.
And they'll be there within like 2-3 minutes.
Sure.
So let's get the phone number, call up DGFD, and have somebody go check out Michael. All right, Michael, we're going to pick you up on the other side of the break. What's the best number for a listener? We're going to come back, talk more about private banking and all that other good stuff, but what's the best number to reach you?
847-756-5512.
All right, we're going to throw it over to Don Kleppen, who's waiting anxiously for our guys in the booth to get the little clip done, which is supposed to be fantastic. I don't know.
You're hyping it up.
I'm hyping it up good, because they're like, it's going to be great. Well, for the time they got into it, I'm hoping it's great. 312-981-7200, 312-981. I think it's supposed to be better than the Robbie Gould call when I had Robbie Gould.
Oh, that was good. I was here for that
one. When I had Robbie Gould call in, it's supposed to be better than that. So, wow. Kleppen, that's a high mark. That's a high watermark.
High bar.
That's high bar.
Got it.
Mr. Flannel. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're going to pay some bills. Come back with more of Josh from BMO Harris after these messages. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200 is MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Throwing it back to Josh. Let's talk about getting your financial house in order, right? Everybody makes their New Year's resolutions. I haven't had caffeine since the beginning of the year. Feeling pretty good.
Look at that.
Yes. Worked out every day, lifting weights.
Looking
feeling
good.
Feeling pretty good.
Nice.
Right?
Yep,
so
proud of you.
The financial portfolio is just as important as your health.
Yes.
So let's readdress that and address that and put us on a path to success in 2023.
You know, I like how you look at that. It says it is as important as your health. And you know, if something comes up and you have to go to a doctor, you're always going to get a second opinion. So my recommendation is, you know, come to us, sit down with us, let us take a look at what you're currently doing, and give us an opinion, an assessment of your overall portfolio. And that's one of the things that we specialize in, is reviewing where you're invested in the market, and is it the right avenue to take for giving your needs and your risk tolerance level.
I'll tell you what a lot of my wealthy clients are doing, a lot of my wealthy borrowers and our wealthy listeners who want to go into short-term, who want to go into some short-term security, because we don't know what the hell's going on out there. It's crazy. They're getting 4.5%, 5%, 6% in bonds.
Yes.
Okay,
and bonds have substantially come up this year, and that's one market that was significantly down the last year and a half.
Yeah,
that has recovered. So they're depending on where you're at, muni bonds are paying 2-3% and equivalent to 4-5% depending on your tax bracket.
And T bills as well.
Before they were paying 1,
right?
as money markets were paying nothing. So your CDs and money markets have come back into play now and are starting to give you some bit of return. And the security. And a lot of clients are leaning towards an income strategy where 80% is in bonds and mutual funds and stuff along those lines, and money markets, and then the rest is in equities. So it really depends on what your overall goal is to help determine, and your risk tolerance level to help determine where you should be invested and what your needs are. are.
And you could set everything up. You know, we met for coffee earlier this week, and you were saying that you wanted to offer all of our listeners a complimentary financial assessment.
Yep.
And it's free of charge. I mean, that's
correct.
What complimentary means.
Correct.
So
absolutely.
Not only for their personal, but also for their business accounts as well.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we specialize in business lending, home equities, financial planning. So really at every level. I focus on our ultra high net worth clients, and that's typically $2 million and greater in investments. But we have specialists that work below that and can help all your needs out. So reach out to me, and I'd be happy to put you in the right team. To do that analysis.
All right, we got an unhappy texter. He's having a bad day right now because everything that he's been texting or she's been texting has been just down and negative. He's like, what about the, you know, it's good for the rich guys. What about the people that don't have any money? Here's the deal.
We help everyone.
I know you do. But if you have money in an emergency account, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, which a lot of our listeners do, thankfully.
Yes.
That are not loaded, living in gigantic houses with 7, 8, 9-digit portfolios, right? Joe and Sally Sixpack are trying to make it through with the combined income of $100,000. Mm-hmm. They've got money there. You could put those into here. You could put it into cash, right? Or you could put it into 3 or 6, 9 or 12 month T-bills and get a little greater return on your investment instead of having it sitting in a checking account that's earning you less than 1%.
Yeah.
And then you've gain access to that money every 3 months. That's what they call laddering.
Yeah, absolutely right. And you got to look at every way that you can save on any debt that you have out there. And then also, what's the right strategy for the capital that you do have at any amount? You know, I always recommend at least 6 months of an emergency fund should something happen, that it's liquid cash available to access at any time. But over that, depending again on your scenario and situation, you should be looking at how do I earn additional additional interest, and what's the different avenues to go about that. You know, so like you said, CD rates have come up, money market rates have come up, but the event, you know, you look at equities. You know, equities is down significantly for where it was a year ago. Is it the right time to buy? It depends on the situation. If it's more of a longer term investor, then maybe it is. You're getting in while the market's down. It's on sale per se. You know, and that's something we help identify, is what's the right strategy and what's the right plan, and we help implement
it. You know, during our conversation, our coffee conversation, I told you that my daughter, hardworking gal, right? She's on her way to check out Iowa right now with her mother.
Yep.
She has $6,500 in her bank account, savings account, from her babysitting and her jobs and all that stuff. God bless her. And
that's awesome.
I said, we're going to, and you like, I recommend opening up a total stock market account to buy the total market, right?
Or
the other option was buying a value account, you know, the S&P 500 account, something like that, just to get it diversified, $100 a month.
And get started. The thing is that if you get started and you start putting something together, you can contribute as needed and as available anytime you want. And we work with all amounts. So, you know, we could start out at, you know, 10,000, or we could start out at 10 million. It really doesn't, you know, depends on where, you know, obviously who's going to work with you.
Right.
But other than that, we're here to help in every aspect. Agnes from our Premier Banking.
Phenomenal.
You know, she's terrific. And she typically works with a lot of our clients that are under 2 million and does the same, you know, kind of strategies, maybe not as technical and as advanced. You know, when you get into the ultra affluent to multi-millions, there's a lot of different strategies that you could imply and set, but you know, we're open to everything.
Even the schlubs that are just working for a living, is that what it says,
Jeremy? The majority of our clients are in that you know, arena. Right.
And you're not a schlub.
No.
I mean, you're a major part of our listening audience and of the population of the Chicagoland area.
Exactly.
Yep. Okay.
Exactly.
If our listeners want to reach out to you for that complimentary consultation, how do they reach out to you?
847-756-5512.
All right, we're going to talk more about that later in the show. Coming up after the break, we got Tony DiStefano from J.C. Licht. If our friend Michael and Downers would call back, hopefully the medication kicked in, and you could stay on the phone for more than 10 seconds. 312-981-7200. I think we captured the number, Michael. We'll try to give you a call so you can ask Tony your question. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.